Harare has been trusted to show at the high levels of insensitivity being displayed by municipal officials. It would seem that the council is now split into two sections, one belonging to central government, made up of a few employees who are seeing the government too, and the other one that stands on the side of the people, of the councillors. These councillors were elected by the residents. The councillors, when they speak to residents, they are very categorical that they do not agree with the reckless statement emanating from city communications department. It is then implies that officials in the city communications department are working in court with certain officials in the government just to punish the council, just to go against the people elected by the people. How can they be so ironic as to choose St. Martin as a place to start servicing a plan for a gender of change?
Are you planning to sit down and discuss this issue with the local authority?
We will definitely sit with the mayor of Harare and find out from the chairperson of the environment committee, Councillor Gomba. I know that he is a responsible councillor. I know that Mayor Bennett Manyunyeni is a responsible councillor. They will not sanction such insensitivity.